This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Fights that's coming between Donald Trump and the Democrats, not just the Republicans, because that's going to be a big one. He's been talking, of course, floating all of his nominees and people he wants to put out there. A number of Democrat senators are saying now they're going to get the Garland treatment, meaning the way that the Republicans have held up moving on the president's Supreme Court nominee, Judge Merrick Garland. That's going to happen to Trump nominees. Here's something that incoming Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer had to say on that point.
When our Republican colleagues say, let's do this quickly without filibuster, they don't come here with clean hands. After what they did to Merrick Garland and held him up for a whole year, let's try to get a mainstream nominee. But let's not jump to conclusions, because what the Republicans did past is sometimes prologue.
Yeah, and Senator Feinstein, Charles, said what goes around comes around.
Revenge is not a good strategy for the Democrats. The one thing they don't want to be tagged with immediately is obstructionism. That worked against the Republicans in the Senate for 8 years as a political hatchet. If the Democrats want to invite that, this is going to look like naked partisanship and obstruction for its own sake. Remember, when Obama came into office, the House, the Congress approved 8 of his cabinet members on day one. If these guys are going to stand around and do procedural stuff that you just show on television is going to look ridiculous, it's going to be obvious obstructionism with no reason. I can understand a drawn-out hearing on somebody you think is extreme or unqualified. But if they want to do it as a way to get revenge for Garland, be my guest. They will suffer from that for 8 years.
Yeah, Mercedes, it sounds like that one of their main targets is one of their own colleagues.
Talks about, Scott, is that, not coming there with clean hands. Well, I think there's plenty of dirt to go around. I think both sides have plenty of, compromised hands, to Charles Krautheimer's point on all this. We'll see what happens and see if they can, possibly make nice. Of course, the Democrats, because of what happened in this last election, they're a bit bruised. I don't think they're by any means they're going to roll up and find themselves in the fetal position and not participating. They're going to fight and hold their ground as much as possible. And even in spite of how successful the win is, and this is why they're using, the popular vote as kind of their shield and kind of, give them a reason to keep standing because they got more in the popular vote. But, again, if you want to break that down and get into, a lot of complication and conversation about it, what did the popular vote represent? If the popular vote was a straight across representation of the country, then you would say, okay, it's meaningful. But when you consider that, what drove the popular vote for the most part were, kind of the extreme areas, we're talking about California and New York, of the country. Does California or New York, in any kind of moderate sense, represent the greater part of Main Street America? I don't think so. But the Democrats, they've got to stand on something. But, that's the way you have to consider that number in the popular vote, how greatly influenced it was. And, of course, we're not even talking about, the measure of illegal votes. I mean, that is just wears people out, because you try to go down that rabbit hole. But until the government, does something about really looking into, the whole process. And I think that's what Jill Stein, kind of opened up a little bit and, is posing the question, will the government do something about it, really look into the system and help us understand just how rigged it is or is not? And what about voter fraud? The Democrats say no voter fraud, but people keep getting arrested and indicted and convicted. So go figure. This is Bill Martinez. We're live looking at 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing now. Stop.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Good to have you along with us for the ride. Don't forget to, go check us out on Facebook and get involved in the conversation at B Martinez Live. Steve Beeman is with us right now, self-taught, self-made millionaire, back in the days when you could be a self-made millionaire, but I think these days are coming back, ladies and gentlemen. Presently founder and chairman of the Steve Beeman Group, a personal development company working to help people along the five paths to a transformed life. Steve Beeman, always good to be talking to you. How you doing, sir?
Well, it's great to be with you, Bill, and Merry Christmas to you and all.
Merry Christmas.
We enter what should be a very prosperous Christmas season.
I believe so. Steve, I couldn't help but think about you after Donald Trump got elected, because I said if there was ever a time and a perfect position for somebody to be in, Steve Beeman is in the right spot because of what is happening and what is being jettisoned, the hope and change, true hope and a substantial change with a foundation is happening. There's just nothing that can replace leadership, is there?
Well, absolutely not. And, I wrote the book, The American Dream Under Fire, which is largely about the change going on in the American culture that's antithetical to the entrepreneurial spirit. But we do see some hope that that could come back. I mean, look at Carrier, those 1,000 jobs now.
Yes.
That are staying in Indiana. You know the spinoffs of small business and entrepreneurial endeavors that will bring on? That's just an enormous shot in the arm for those folks, and hopefully that's the tenor of things to come.
Well, we've seen the picture, Steve, that is heartbreaking. You see cities across this country that were once alive and well and vibrant and families and everything in these local communities, how devastated they have become as a result of the policies driven by progressives and the liberal left. And, but yet they want us to believe that somehow they have the answer. And it's just like, if you just gave us more money, if we could tax you just a little bit more, we would prove to you that it's right. But never in the history have they been right. There's no empirical evidence that they can lean on and say, look at this is what progressivism is, how good it is. This is what it gave us back in, the 1930s or 1940s. It has been one disaster after another. And thank God, the forgotten man and woman realized and remembered there's such a thing as the Constitution, and it's about we the people. And they came out and cast their vote, and they realized, doggone it, their vote counts.
Well, Bill, you're just biased against it. You haven't looked at the joy of living in Cuba and Venezuela, North Korea, the former Soviet Union.
Yes.
What wonderful paradises they were.
Exactly.
And I think, Bill, real quick, as people look to America, what made our nation unique is that risk-taking entrepreneurial spirit. It generates an enthusiasm for life, a belief that tomorrow can be better than yesterday. And that has been squelched over the last many years, and hopefully it can now resurge back.
Well, like you, Steve, what I am seeing, and I keep saying this, that there's this incredible pent-up human potential of productivity just ready to explode and attack just in the natural course of things and taking care of themselves and their family, that we will attack this debt, that we will bring things back into line. And look what's happening. I mean, the whole market reaction that the liberal left, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama said that, you know, a Trump presidency, a vote for Donald Trump would just kill our economy. And it's done just the opposite.
Well, absolutely. In fact, the OECD, which is the Organization of Economically Developed Countries, has come out recently and said they're raising their growth forecast for 2017 to over 3% for the globe, driven by the United States. That flies in the face of forecasts just a month or two ago from Bank of America, Deutsche Bank, and others saying we were headed toward a recession.
Yes.
So you cannot but argue that the optimism is coming back. Now we'll just have to see him deliver. But this carrier thing is a pretty good indication that there's some delivery on the way.
Yeah, I mean, his sleeves are rolled up. I keep saying, Steve, and I know you travel on a little sleep as well. I mean, here's a guy that, you know, he sleeps maybe 3-4 hours, and the rest of the team is doing everything they can, you know, to keep up with him. He's not wasting any time. I mean, you know, and you're exactly right. Saving 1,000 jobs in Indiana. I mean, he is the president of the people, and he's going in and saving their jobs. And look what he's done with his transition team and the people that he's picked, you know, key influential people for business and that. And you go, wow, this is, I mean, he's not messing around here. He's got a strong bench.
Absolutely. And Bill, I want to put in perspective for your listeners these 1,000 jobs. On an average American wage of $50,000 a year, that's a $50 million stimulus to that area. But when it comes to money, there is a multiplier effect. Mm-hmm. When that trickles down, and there's that word, but it trickles down through the local economy, that will end up being about a $350 million economic stimulus to that area of Indiana. That's stimulating. That's real growth and real wealth. That flies in the face of this, well, let's do more infrastructure in the government.
Right.
Those are temporary positions that don't do anything in the long run.
Well, you know, and this flies in the face of, you know, Hillary Clinton and progressives mocking, you know, trickle-down economics. But there is something about this process they don't understand. And it's quite interesting. You have Nancy Pelosi on the other hand saying that, you know, welfare and, you know, giving government money in lieu of jobs to people is, you know, that trickle down, and that stimulates the economy.
Well, she's an idiot. But yeah. The fact is there are a lot of people on the left who cannot accept that we disagree with their policies, which is why we're labeled sexist and racist if we try to talk logic. Mm-hmm. But there's a segment of them as well, Bill, and I would put Nancy in that group, that don't really want us to see us build the economy. They don't like the fact there are so many billions of people living on this planet. They'd like to see us pare back population and pare back development. So in their worldview, we don't exploit the resources of the earth.
Right.
I just disagree with that at the core, and I think providing for people is our number one goal.
Exactly. Well, yeah, I mean, here it is. You know, they keep saying that the population of the world is so big, and they said this over 100 years ago, and they're absolutely a catatonic over the continued growth. And, you know, and what do we know? Business just keeps finding ways to bringing food. Now, if we can get these crazy leaders out of some of these third world countries, then we can feed the masses and not have too much of a problem at doing that.
Isn't it funny how a little freedom goes a long way?
Yeah.
Jimmy Carter, as recently as the late 70s, said, we'll be out of gas by 1995. Okay, Ravi Batra, the Great Depression of 1994, what was the famous book in 1965 that went around the world? But it was all about the coming economic collapse because we can't feed the people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's funny, when private people get together and look at a problem, they look forward and solve the problem.
Right.
Government looks in the rearview mirror and says, what problem was and how could we fix what was?
Yes.
That's the difference. And we need free people and a free economy to move forward and build the kind of life they want.
And, Steve, to your point, you think there'd be enough experience that people have gone through, and history notes this, where you get people, you know, all these fear-mongers, you know, rattling pans and saying the sky is falling and here our, you know, climate is all compromised. You know, Al Gore said there were going to be tidal waves and all kinds of devastation. And to me, when people make predictions like that and they don't happen, they need to be marginalized. We need to set them aside and say, look, you know, we still want to hear from you anymore. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Al made $100 million telling us that by 2020 we'd all be underwater. So
What does that tell you? Well, Steve, congratulations on everything you're doing. How can people be in touch with you? We got about 20 seconds left here.
They can visit me at stevebeeman.com, and we've got the radio show up there as well as everything else I do. So I'd love to have them visit, and I wish everyone the most merriest and happiest of holidays.
Well, that's great, Steve. Thank you so much for being with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 15 after the top of the hour right now.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back.
back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. And thank you for joining us, whether it's through one of the 280-plus affiliates or around the world via shortwave. Welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Well, during the campaign, Donald Trump offered immigration policy proposals for his presidency that will be starkly different from President Obama's. Now that he is president-elect, there is a lot of fear and misinformation among immigrants and their families as to what impact the election will have on their future. For more than 70 years, the American Immigration Lawyers Association, the AILA, has been an advocate for fair and reasonable immigration law. AILA is urging the immigrant community to arm themselves with the facts they need and understand their legal rights. For example, President-elect Trump says he wants to detain or deport 2 to 3 million criminal aliens, but unlawful presence is not a criminal act, and being in the United States without documentation is generally a civil offense. As president, Mr. Trump also needs to balance the legal authority with what makes sense for the country. And the past several years, 75% of Americans, including a majority of Republican voters, have supported a legalization plan for the undocumented that includes permanent legal status. Here to help us understand what is happening and what we're going to be talking about more, no doubt, is the president of the AILA, William Stock. Bill is an immigration lawyer from Philadelphia, PA, as the association's president for the 2016-2017 term. Bill is a founding partner of Clasco Immigration Law Partners, LLP, where he leads the corporate immigration team from the firm's Philadelphia headquarters. Bill Stock, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Thanks so much for having me. I'm doing very well.
Hey, timely, absolutely timely to have you here to, you know, get us away from a lot of the opinion. I tell people often that in the absence of fact, opinion rules, and we've had more opinion than fact on this particular subject. And so I really am appreciative that you're here today to kind of clear that up. So first of all, let's talk more about AILA and the work that immigration lawyers do. Tell our audience about that, if you would.
Sure. We're 14,500 members around the country. We work with families and businesses to help them navigate the really complicated immigration system, whether that's legal immigration, sponsoring a family member, a business that has a worker that they need, or whether it's helping an immigrant who's facing a removal proceeding to be able to show a judge why they might be able to stay in the United States. That's what our members do every day.
Mm-hmm. So the mass deportations that were reported that President-elect Trump suggests, is it constitutional or not?
Well, the important question about constitutionality is both, is there a statute that allows it? And certainly the statute says that folks who don't have a visa or the permission to be in the United States can be removed. But there's also a process that has to be followed. There are many folks who have some kind of relief from removal who might be able to obtain permission to stay in a full and fair hearing in front of an immigration judge. So what we're concerned is that the administration allow those kinds of fair hearings to go forward that the Constitution requires.
Now, people have suggested, I know it gets, you know, out there because, you know, this is a rather emotional topic, and they're suggesting that Trump's going to send some sort of Gestapo in knocking doors. I mean, that's not about to happen, is it?
Well, there are, you know, a significant number of immigration enforcement officials who the federal government has available to them. I think the interesting question is going to be how Trump will try to compel cities and states and counties to make their law enforcement authorities available for assisting with immigration enforcement. You know, the 10,000 or so immigration deportation officers can contact a certain number of folks, but, you know, local law enforcement is in contact with many more people throughout their work. Cities and counties have often decided that their tax dollars are for protecting their communities in other ways. The federal immigration enforcement is a federal responsibility, and cities and states don't want to be drafted into having to do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and of course, what you're touching on right now is a little bit of the sanctuary city situation that's taken place. And, of course, this has come to the forefront here suddenly again.
Yeah, and, you know, opponents of what they call sanctuary cities can't even seem to agree on what it means to be a sanctuary city. Most of these cities are not saying that they are going to stand between the federal government and may be a legitimate enforcement objective. They're saying, we're going to stand to the side. We're not going to be part of this federal enforcement authority. It's not that much different than states and cities that have said they are not going to enforce marijuana laws, even though they still remain illegal under federal law. States are passing laws that allow recreational use of marijuana, and they're telling their police that they shouldn't be involved in enforcing federal law. But immigration law is actually not that much different.
And, of course, what I'm hearing from the cities is they're saying, look, if you've got an order from a judge, of course we're going to cooperate. But, absence of the order, we're not going to initiate anything.
Yeah, it's really amazing that the Immigration Customs Enforcement Service thinks it's the only law enforcement agency in the United States that doesn't have to get a judicial warrant to take a person into custody. This is remarkable. And, you know, the Philadelphia police, if they were to get a call from the ATF or the FBI or from the Montgomery County Sheriff's Department right outside the city, they would say, you know, we will be happy to turn this person over to you if you have a warrant for them. Mm-hmm. And immigration seems to think that they are not required to obtain a warrant just because they suspect that someone is an undocumented immigrant.
You know, the perception out here on Main Street is that there's a breakdown in cooperation. There's little cooperation going on. It's almost like the city is, these sanctuary cities in some of these cases, they're antithetical to what's happening at the federal level, and yet you have Americans, mainstream Americans, speaking rather loudly with the election of President Trump, is that they want something done about immigration.
I'm not sure that people, when we have 75% of even Republican voters who are saying that the undocumented should be provided a path forward, I think it's a little difficult to read that into the president's election. What is remarkable about sanctuary cities policies is that local law enforcement, I think, often feels ill prepared to sort out who might be an undocumented immigrant and who might not be. And, you know, so they've been stuck in situations where they've been sued for holding American citizens who the Immigration Service thought was an undocumented immigrant. In Alabama, when they had a very strict law that went into effect, the very first person arrested for being an undocumented immigrant was a Mercedes-Benz executive on a temporary visa that the local law enforcement didn't understand, so thought he was illegal.
Right.
So I think that it's a federal responsibility that these states and cities want to leave to the federal government.
Well, Bill, I can tell we're running out of time, and this is a topic that we need to spend a lot more time with, so hopefully we can have you back. But where should immigrants go to get proper legal advice?
You know, a great source for reliable information about what is going on in the immigration space, what the laws are, and how to get connected to resources in your communities is the American Immigration Lawyers Association website, AILA.org. We'd be happy to have people come there and get connected to those resources.
Well, and one final question here regarding the border wall. Is it a real possibility, and what would its implications be?
I think a border wall is a possibility if Congress decides that they want to spend significant resources on a 14th century solution to a 21st century problem. I don't think that that's a very good use of American taxpayer dollars, but we'll see whether Congress agrees. So I think it's a realistic possibility. I think it's primarily symbolic, right? It seems to show a fear and a walling off of the rest of the world that I don't think America wants to project as its image.
Would it, relevant to its image and a sign to the people, would it be a step towards the rule of law? Would that be considered?
No, I don't know that a wall is a physical barrier which mm-hmm. seems to say that people don't trust the law to do
right.
its job.
Well, Bill, we're out of time. I knew this was going to happen. We need to have you back. Great information here. I appreciate this time that we could have this morning and talking about immigration. Bill Stock has been with us. Bill, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Bill.
This report is brought to you by Wall. The holidays are upon us, and there's no better way to cross that special guy off your list than with a new clipper or trimmer from Wall. Drew Krasny is a consumer tech expert.
I love the holidays because they give me an excuse to exercise my gift-giving muscles with everyone I care about. It's not just about shopping for a gift. You're shopping for the right gift. So it's the perfect way to show someone you care. One gift guys can always use is grooming tools. The powerful new Lithium Ion Plus trimmer for facial hair and Elite Pro Hair Clipper from Wahl are great for any guy. With the latest technology in batteries and motors and patented ground blades, they're guaranteed to do a smooth, even cut every time. They'll satisfy even the most particular guys with their sleek industrial design. And you can pick them up at major retailers nationwide for under $69.99.
To learn more about these and other products from Wahl, please visit WahlHolidayGifts.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Bill Martinez live.
Merry Christmas, movie house! Merry Christmas, Emporium! Merry Christmas, you wonderful building alone!
Merry Christmas, filthy animal. And a happy new year.
Ralphie, what would you like for Christmas?
Horrified. I heard myself blurted out.
I want a fish and red rider cover next to 2-inch earrings while errant. No. Shoot your eye out.
Oh, no. It was the classic mother BB gun block. You'll shoot your eye out.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
I still love that. The classic mother BB gun block. Great time of year. Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. As we remember, 75 years ago today, the attack on Pearl Harbor in Oahu, Hawaii. Craig Shirley is with us, author of the New York Times bestselling December 1941, 31 Days That Changed America and Saved the World. Craig, good to have you back with us as always. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thank you. And I love that sound clip from Christmas Story. It's one of my favorite movies.
Isn't that good fun? All a wonderful life, the whole deal.
Yeah,
exactly. Hey, your son worked with you on this book as well, right?
Yes, he did. He was principal researcher. Yeah, Andrew. And he was a Navy vet, and he came very cheap. So I was glad to have his help.
It's never cheap. He's our son. Sons are never cheap.
No,
we think
true.
So at the moment, but we love him dearly. Of course, your son, very well accomplished. I know you're very proud of him. A graduate of Fork Union Military Academy, a Navy vet, as you say, 2013 graduate of Marymount University, where he received his degree in business and natural science as well. So, boy, whenever you can work with your son side by side on a project like this, a lot of fun.
Oh, it was a lot of fun. Most of my books have been family projects anyway. Serene, my wife, has been, you know, my editor on all my books, and all my children have done various, performed various tasks in relation to some of my books, you know, proofreading or research or fact checking or whatever. So it's they've always been family projects, and that makes it a lot of fun.
Well, I know for you, being the historian, December 1941 was, you know, probably a real life project for you, wasn't it?
It was something, you know, people, because I've done, as you know, a number of books on Ronald Reagan, and this was somewhat of a departure, and people asked me why, and I told them, I said, you know, because as a child, I grew up in an Andy Hardy movie, and people under 40 will have no idea what I'm talking about, but, you know, but people over 40, you know, tend to know what I've, but it really did, and the Shirley family was prominent in Syracuse. My grandfather was prominent. And we always had Sunday dinner and after church. And it would be lace tablecloths and linen napkins. And there would be aunts and uncles and grandparents sitting around the table. And inevitably, the conversation would turn to the war. As in, I bought that DeSoto before the war, but I didn't sell it after the war. Or I was in the civil defense, or Victory Gardens, or gas rationing, or oleo butter that you had to add dye to make it look like real butter. You know, I just sat there fascinated by listening to all this conversation, and it really imbued me with a great, great love and interest in World War II history specifically, because my parents were so much, and my grandparents were so much a part of it. Both of my grandmothers were Rosie the Riveters, for instance.
Yes, right.
My grandfather was a CD block captain. My mother grew Victory Gardens, and my father handed out, you know, war posters. So everybody, it was probably the most democratic war in American history.
Without a doubt. We truly came together, no Republican, no Democrat. It was about us, the United States.
That's right.
And not since have we been so joined together. We could do a whole show on Rosie the Riveters. I mean, you know, with what they did, what they were able to accomplish when people at that time said there was no way. They needed to have, close to a year to... What was the... how long was the time that it would take to put out a boat?
Oh, well, you know, it really depended. You know, it depended on the size and labor, but obviously labor went on 24/7 and did so voluntarily without asking for overtime pay. It took, you know, Liberty ships were being turned out at a rate of, you know, I think it took about 2 or 3 weeks to build a Liberty ship, a little bit longer for a destroyer, or a little bit longer for a battleship, obviously.
Yeah, but before then, though, Craig, I mean, it was like, a year or two. So all of a sudden now you have the president with a new vision and challenge.
It was a long time.
Right.
It was a long time, but it's an example of how the arsenal of democracy ginned up so quickly is that within 3 weeks of December 7th, Ford Auto Body, Fisher Auto Body, and Goodyear Tires are turning out manufactured B-24s and B-25s that are put together with parts of autos that were previously meant for new cars coming out of Detroit.
Amazing. Yeah, this was quite a coming together.
Yes.
And maybe that's why we look back, with fondness and a sense of unity when we look back on it in seeing the possibilities of a united America, right?
A united America, but also a selfless America.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that people derive a lot of pride and pleasure out of the fact that, my uncle, you know, died and was killed in World War II. His Avenger was shot down over Saigon in January of 1945. Everybody you know, has some type of story to tell about World War II, about a father, a brother, a grandfather, an uncle, a neighbor, but everybody has some type of story or stories to tell about World War II, which I think is really imbued the culture with a sense of pride and and happiness, not happiness, but a deep sense that they contributed something to something very, very important, which was the defeat of the Empire of Japan, which was evil, and the defeat of Nazi Germany, which was evil.
Well, and that's why I maintain, you know, when people, you know, in kind of a different sort of way, And I think it's appropriate to use your term happy, is that when people are being productive and they're fulfilling a vision and a dream, it leads to happiness. It gives them the sense of value and worth. And I believe that's what's been missing out of our culture for a little bit. That's why I believe looking at the forecast of this next year and this new administration is that there's a lot to be optimistic about, because I believe that you have what I refer to as pent-up productivity potential that has just been lying dormant, that needs to be expressed and is just waiting for that opportunity. And it looks like some of the shackles that have been holding it back may be coming off.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I don't think that spirit of sacrifice has been missing. And I think that Bush missed the opportunity after September 11th, 2001, to call for national unity and sacrifice and all those other things. Instead, he urged people to go on with their lives and to fly and spend money. And that was important, too. But also, I think it was important for people to make an investment in American culture and society.
Well, sometimes when we go through periods like that, the temptation is to get it behind us as quickly as possible.
Right.
Sometimes you need to really chew on it and think about, okay, what did we learn? What about, and like you say, valuing, those charitable aspects, of sacrifice and for the greater cause. You talk about in the book, December 1941, 31 days that changed America. It changed America and I believe redefined this country, didn't it?
Oh, yes. Well, in many ways, December 6, 1941, we were a tired, old, broken down country. Mm-hmm. We had no national mission or international mission or purpose. By the afternoon of December 7th, we're all of a sudden revitalized. We're reborn as a young, vibrant, country with a national mission, which was the defeat of the Empire of Japan and Nazi Germany. But later, as part of, to take part in the rebuilding of Japan and Germany and the rebuilding of Western Europe and the creation of the United Nations, and as a force for good in the world, which we assumed, not happily, but with duty and honor for the next 70 years.
And to your point here, and I want to talk more and expand on that a little bit more when we come back, Craig, and that is duty and honor. That seems to be missing from the equation these days, maybe because we've lost sight of what our purpose, not only here in this country for, its citizens, but also we have a global responsibility as well. And I sense we may lose a little bit of that right now because the fulcrum is coming back 180 degrees and it wants to be all about us. I think the challenge is how do we maintain some balance through this this next transition. This is Bill Martinez. Craig Shirley is with us. More from Craig and December 1941 right after this.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answer yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181.
800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Bill Martinez live.
There it is. The holy grail of Christmas gifts, the Red Ryder 200-shot range model air rifle.
These letters have just now been delivered to Mr. Kringle by bona fide employees of the post office. I offer them as positive proof.
Three letters, Your Honor, are hardly positive proof.
I understand the post office receives thousands of these letters every year.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, George!
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Vice President, Mr. Speaker, members of the Senate, of the House of Representatives, yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan. The United States was at peace with that nation, and at the solicitation of Japan, was still in conversation with its government and its emperor, looking toward the maintenance of peace in the Pacific. Indeed, 1 hour after Japanese air squadrons had commenced bombing in the American island of Oahu, the Japanese ambassador to the United States and his colleague delivered to our Secretary of State a formal reply to a recent American message. Japan has therefore undertaken a surprise offensive extending throughout the Pacific area. The facts of yesterday and today speak for themselves. No matter how long it may take us to overcome this premeditated invasion, the American people in their righteous might will win through to absolute victory. With confidence in our armed forces, with the unbounding determination of our people, we will gain the inevitable triumph. So help us God.
Well, Craig Shirley, with his words, America enters into World War II, a war that it did not want any part of, maintained an isolation, wanted to maintain an isolationist perspective. But this war gave this country a purpose suddenly and brought us together and unified us in a way that we've not been since.
Yes, that's right. As a matter of fact, I wrote a piece for the Washington Post this morning, Bill. Mm-hmm. And really, only two times in American history has this nation been completely unified. One was September 11th, 2001, and the other was December 7th, 1941. Now, in September, we were actually unified for only a short period of time, maybe a matter of months. But in December of 1941, we remained pretty much unified for the duration of the war, all 4 years. The Republican and Democratic parties pledged to cease political activities for 1942 and turn their offices into hospitals or rehabilitation centers. Is that the outpouring of unity, the America First Committee literally melts away within a matter of minutes. Mothers Against Putting Our Sons in Harm's Way melts away after a few minutes. And then there's so many tangible expressions of the unity, including the vote in Congress, which in the Senate it was unanimous, and in the House only one member voted against it. Jeanette Rankin of Montana, but otherwise it was complete. The House bipartisan, Republicans and Democrats all vote to agree to FDR's declaration of war. So the unity, and it extended for months and even years as far as the bipartisanship in America.
You know, what's been coming to mind repeatedly in this season for me, Craig, is that warning that you get on an airplane. You know, when the oxygen masks drop, it says,
yes,
make sure you put your oxygen mask on first before you help the child sitting next to you or somebody else.
Right.
And I believe that America almost finds itself in somewhat of a similar situation, is that we've got to take care of ourselves if we're going to help anybody else.
Sure.
You know, our leadership has been missing. And there's just something about when it's supposed to be there, when the purpose of your existence is leadership and you don't perform, it comes at a big cost, not only for us as immediate citizens, but, you know, for the global citizenship as well.
The purpose of the American presidency has evolved over the 240 some odd years of the institution. But we come to accept the American presidency now as a bully pulpit and an inspirational bit of American theater, actually more than a bit of, a large part of American theater. And this is something that I don't think President Obama has ever understood, that the power and majesty. He's understood the trappings of power, but not the power of it and the power of ideas. And I think that really is that Reagan was the last American president who really understood what the American presidency was about. And then before him, you know, John Kennedy, Dwight Eisenhower, and then, you know, Harry Truman and Franklin Roosevelt, certainly, they all understood what the American presidency was about. And maybe that's the problem, the fault of public education in America, is that, you know, David McCullough said we're now under our second generation of historically illiterate Americans. And maybe it's that we don't teach the American presidency in public schools anymore, so people don't understand the American presidency.
Well, it's bad enough that we don't, but then we teach an American history that has been rewritten and obliterated,
yes,
and made, yes, America into the bad guys.
Into the bad guy, yes, yes, yeah. Right. Yes, because we put an embargo on Japan, they attacked us, but they don't teach the fact that Japan had invaded Manchuria and was conducting genocidal activities on mainland China and the rape of Nanking and all the other brutalities that were being practiced by the militaristic culture of Japan in 1940 and 41.
Craig, what about the 26-page top-secret document from the Office of Naval Intelligence? Break that down, because I know,
sure,
our audience has not heard a lot about this.
Well, it was only found recently in the last several years by my son, Andrew, who you'd mentioned was my principal researcher. And going through the files at the FDR Library in Hyde Park, he found this. And it had been classified up until the 1980s and was declassified, but later on gathering dust for many years until he came across it. In it, The Office of Naval Intelligence recounts time and time again about the subversive activities of the Japanese and Germans in the United States, the possibility for sabotage committed by Japanese and Germans in the United States, and the possibility of military attack on the Panama Canal Zone, on Guam, on Wake Island, and Hawaii, which is mentioned several times in the memo. So the point is that this memo was given to the White House on December 4th, 1941. It puts direct knowledge, or at least information, mm-hmm. of a possible attack inside the Roosevelt White House 3 days before the actual attack. Having said that, I reject the idea that Roosevelt wanted the Japanese to attack us in order to get us into a European war. It's just nonsense. Mm-hmm. And there's no linkage between the Pacific War and the European War, because we don't get in the European War until 5 days, 4 days later, when Germany and Italy declare war on us. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure we ever would have gotten involved in the European War, because there was no will in this country for getting involved in another European war until they attacked us. So, and so that was the point of the memo, was that it went into great, great detail about the Japanese spy networks, about Japanese military capabilities, about Japanese subterfuge and espionage, about Japanese possible military strikes, about the infiltration of civic and political organizations in the United States. So, and that was the and how the various Japanese consulates and embassies were beehives of spy networks and spy activities, all aimed against the United States military and military and civilian government.
And was it any wonder that figures like Earl Warren led the charge for Japanese internment camps?
No, because I know it's fashionable now to attack the internment camps, and I'm there. I mean, I also criticize them, but you have to put yourself in the position of these people in 1941 and beyond. Is that they were terrified. That, and there were lots of rumors, lots of innuendos, and several examples of Japanese sabotage going on in the United States. And don't forget, too, is there are also German and Italian internment camps in the United States, in Wisconsin and New Mexico and other locations. So I can explain it. I understand it. I don't defend it, but I do understand it. I do explain it, that the American people were terrified. After the bombing of December 7th.
Well, and here it is. By contrast, you've got a leader of Japan for the first time in 75 years coming to visit Pearl Harbor.
Isn't that ironic? But hopefully it will bring closure, although there are stains, that there are apologies that are just not entirely acceptable. And the sneak attack and the declaration of war by Japan only after the attack is something that, as Ben Gurion said, forgive but never forget.
Exactly. Well, and then also this week we get the announcement from the very successful Japanese businessman, more than willing to invest some $50 billion in hundreds of thousands of jobs potentially with that investment.
And again, that wouldn't have happened without Pearl Harbor, because we destroy Japan, and then Douglas MacArthur rebuilds Japan as a prosperous democracy, but that in itself wouldn't have happened without the war and then MacArthur rebuilding Japan.
Well, Craig Shirley, congratulations on the book. Thank your son Forrest as well for his great research on December 1941. Craig Shirley with Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Craig.
Thank you, Bill, very much. Merry Christmas.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. Fortressclothing.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice.